Shalom Aleichem, Mishneh Yomi, pre-recorded for the first day of Shavuot, of the holiday of the giving of the Torah, is in Chapter 3 of Pirkei Avot, Mishnayot 6 and 7. Rabbi Halafta ben Dosa ish kvar Hananya Omer. Rabbi Halafta teaches something amazing that we're about to learn right before Shavuot. Asara sheyoshvim, 10 people sitting together, ve'oskin b'Torah, and they're involved in discussing the Torah. Shechina sheruya v'nehem, the divine presence is felt amongst them. Shnemar, as the pasuk says at the beginning of Tehillim number 82, the Psalms there. Elukim nitzov ba'dot kel, God is kivyachol as if he's standing amongst the congregation of the Almighty One. So Bartner points out this word adat is eda. We learn out from the Meraglim, from the spies, there were 10 spies, that the 10 or more people is considered an eda, a congregation. So even amongst 10 Jews sitting and they're learning together, Hashem will be felt amongst them. And we should all be zoche bezrat Hashem. We're all listening to the podcast on our own time, but Hashem should count it as if we are all learning together. We're all learning the same Mishnah together. And of course, bezrat Hashem, on the holiday of Shavuot itself, if you can find the opportunity, if you have the ability to learn with other people, even 10, even 20, even one other person, we'll see, even learning by yourself, it's going to have an amazing and limitless value for your soul. So Rabbi Halafta goes on, back in the Mishnah, Minayin afilu chamisha, how do you know even 5 learning together? Shne'amar v'agudato al eretz yisada. The verse in Amos says that Hashem has founded or established his bundle, his aguda, on earth. And the Bartner explains, aguda, a bundle, is something you pick up with your 5 fingers. So stam and aguda is like 5 units together, so 5 people together has a importance of chashivut as well. Rabbi Hanani goes on, u'minayin afilu shlosha, what about even 3? Shnemar bekerev Elohim yishpot, that in the midst of judges, Hashem will judge. Now we learned in Sanhedrin, a default court is 3 judges, so even these 3 men sitting on the bench, the court, even if only one of them's talking or they're thinking about it, even there the divine presence is there and helping them to render a proper judgment. Uminayi, and how do we know afilu shnayim? Even 2 learning together, shnemar oz nidbaru yirei Hashem ish El Re'ehu, then they will speak together, the Yirei Hashem, those who fear Hashem, Ish El Re'ehu, one man to his friend. Vayakshev Hashem, Vayishma, and Hashem will pay attention, and Hashem will hear their words. Uminayin afilu echad, how do you know even one person learning by his or herself? Shenamar bekolam akom asher azkir shmi, any place where you shall mention my name. And of course the Torah in one sense is one humongous holy name of Hashem, but of course it contains many mentions of Hashem's name as well. Avo alecha, I will come to you, and alecha is singular, even to one person, uverachticha, and I will give you a blessing for learning my Torah. And the Bartner and the Kahat, the other Mefarshim, they explain that even one person gets an amazing bracha, and 2, it's as if Hashem's writing down their words, and there's also advantages to 5, and even by 10, it's as if the Shekhinah comes first. You know, if someone's going to have a shir, going to have a class with a lot of people, it's as if Hashem comes first to listen to the shir. So an amazing Mishnah for Shavuot. Now on to Mishnah Zion. Rabbi Elazar ish Bartota Omer. Rabbi Elazar, the leader of Bartota, he says, 10 lo mishalo, give to Hashem from what is his. Sheta v'shalcha shalo, because you and yours are really his. So some of Farshim say this means don't be hesitant to give tzedakah, because whatever money he gave you really belongs to him, and you're he's letting you use it. The Bartner has an amazing explanation. He says, lo timdal mitosek, don't delay from being involved b'chefsei shemayim, in matters of heaven, be they, you know, mitzvot, or be they tzorech tzibur, community matters, when the community needs help. Bein begufach, whether it's just with your body, b'memunach, or it's with your property. Sheta u'memoncha shalo, because you, your body, your energy, all of your power, and all of your resources indeed belong to Hashem. So don't hold back. Vechen b'David huomer, and also King David said a tefillah like this. It's actually brought in Divrei Hayamim in Chronicles chapter 29. Of course, there's more prayers of David HaMelech in Tehillim as well, which, and it's a very beautiful minhag to read Tehillim on Shavuot if you have the opportunity. Ki mimcha hakol, since everything is from you, u'miyadcha Natanu Loch, then it's really from your own hand, Hashem, that we're giving back to you. He's basically admitting, Hashem, you give us everything, and thank God we're able to give something back, but it's really what you've given us. Finally, Rabbi Elazar adds a teaching which is similar to what we saw in Mishnah Dalid. No, it's Rabbi Yaakov now. Rabbi Yaakov adds a new teaching, HaMecholich B'derech V'shone. Someone is walking on the road and he is learning Torah, Umafsik, but he interrupts Mimishnato from learning his Mishnah, whatever he's learning. The Omer, Ma Na'e, how lovely, Elon Zay, is this tree here by the road? Ma Na'e Nirzeir, how beautiful is this row that someone plowed in the field? So he stops talking in Torah, he stops reciting his Mishnah Yomi, and he starts praising something he's seeing. Ma'le Alav Akatuv, the Pasuk counts it for him, Ke'ilu Mitchayev Benafsho, as if he's worthy of, God forbid, being punished. We'll actually see the verse we're talking about in Mishnah Chet tomorrow, but it's a really interesting thing that the Bar Neura brings. Normally, it's nice to appreciate beautiful things Hashem makes, and the Bar Neura says it's a revuta, that even if this person is stopping learning to make a blessing, he sees something very beautiful, there's a blessing, Shekacha Lo Ba'olamo, there's certain blessings on beautiful events and things, even if he's stopping to make a blessing on something beautiful Hashem made, he shouldn't have stopped learning. He should have picked a different time to make that blessing. If someone's involved in learning, they should keep learning and not interrupt. Of course, if somebody's involved simply in taking a tour of Eretz Yisrael, for example, then it is a mitzvah to point out beautiful things in Eretz Yisrael, especially if you're a tour guide, you're with a group, and you're pointing out the beautiful things that Hashem has given Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. If someone's not interrupting their learning, that's indeed a wonderful thing to do. Finally, the Baal Shem Tov has an amazing explanation. He says, Elon is like an etz. Elon's a tree, etz is a tree, and we have a pasuk, ki adam etz asadeh. A person is compared to a tree out in the field. So if a person stops his learning and he says, oh, me, my personalistic tree, it's growing so well. I'm learning so nicely. I'm growing so well. He stops learning to praise himself, to have gaiva in his own learning. That person has a serious problem and should not be doing that. Yishar kochachem, tizku le mitzvot, tizku le asok, b'divrei Torah.